All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, hour number two. Let's get to some football. Lions travel to Oakland, take on the Raiders as two-point underdogs. And I do believe they're going to lose this game. I think when you look at it, you've got a couple things working against you. And one is the Raiders are going home for the first time in 6 weeks. You heard that right. And John Gruden's been outspoken about it. I mean, how on a schedule, in a 17-week schedule, you could have a team on the road for 6 weeks, it's an embarrassment. And Gruden has every right to be upset. But they're home this week. They're in their own beds. They're at the facility. They're going to get their home fans. I think it's a bad setup. And it's also the Lions going out west. And if we look at the Lions and what we think we know about them is they're going to play everybody close. They're not capable of really going out and taking a game. They're not. You also got to look at very hard to go on the road when you don't run it and you can't stop the run. It's also hard to go out on the road when you don't rush the quarterback. Derek Carr, when given time, has proven to be effective. Now, the biggest advantage you have is Matthew Stafford against Oakland's secondary, which is, in a word, bad. I don't expect this to be some blowout or anything of the sort. I think it's just going to be one of those frustrating last possession kind of deals, and you fall short on the road because, in the end, you're not very good. But Sully brought up a fork in the road scenario that, for those of you that believe this team deserves more respect, that this team can and will contend for a wild card, that this is the fork in the road. And, you know, as you look at the schedule, your next five games probably determine whether the last month of the season is worth watching or not. At Oakland, at Chicago, home for the Cowboys, at Washington, home for the Bears. If you want something for reference, you are an underdog to the Bears in Soldier Field next week. Currently a 3.5-point dog, just for reference. Sully, you believe it's a fork in the road. I want to give you first crack at it because you have that big opinion about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I totally think that either it's a situation where the Lions go on a tear right now, go on a run, make the playoffs, and this really starts it, this game in Oakland, or it starts the crumbling. You know, they lose to Oakland, they lose to Chicago. You mentioned just now they're already an underdog. And they kind of just put this season to bed within the next few weeks. Because let's be clear here. If the Lions are to make the playoffs, starting right now, they do have to go on a tear. They have to just go on a really big run. They have to start winning games and have post a really good record the remaining part of the season to make the playoffs. It's one of two ways. Now, the math would show you that they're not likely to make the playoffs. They're anywhere from a 10 to 25% chance that they make the playoffs. I just don't think that this defense is anywhere near the level that it needs to be for them to make the playoffs. I think that Stafford is playing well enough to win this team games this year. I think he's playing well enough to keep them in games.
You know what this is setting up? I got to be honest. It's really setting up one of those victim Matthew Stafford pity parties.
Yeah.
Because if you had to say what's the best part of the team, it's your quarterback, not really much else. If you had to say who's the one guy on this team who's playing incredibly well, it would be Matthew Stafford. And if there's one thing that I don't want on the Thanksgiving menu, it's the, oh man, poor Stafford. But unfortunately, it looks like that casserole is definitely in the oven baking. Because Stafford's got no help. That's me saying it. I don't love Matthew Stafford, but even I'm saying it.
That's always been the debate, too.
This running game blows. And schematically, they're out there like you can watch the games and you'll see them run plays right into a forest of defenders. And you're like, whose fault is that?
Now, I always like to blame the quarterback. I know it's a super fansy kind of thing to do, but I'll be damned. The better quarterbacks in the league, they don't put their teams in a bad position. They will check out of things. They will get themselves into the right play, get themselves into a better situation. I feel like a lot of times the Lions come to the line of scrimmage and just run into a brick wall. Now, whether Stafford doesn't have the autonomy or not, who knows? You'll never get a straight answer about that. Coaches and Stafford will always tell you he does. They're not going to admit that publicly. He doesn't. But in certain places, QBs don't. In other places, look at Green Bay. Matt LaFleur is open about late-game situations. It's Aaron Rodgers calling the plays. Letting Aaron take the lead. You know what that means. Translation. I stay out of his way. So I'm interested to see where Lion Fan is at with this. But, yeah, that Stafford thing is going to be a developing thing. If he continues to play well but they lose, like let's say he goes out there this week, 3 touchdowns, no picks, plays pretty well, north of 60% completion rate, and they lose a 30-27 football game. It's not going to be on him. It's not. But unfortunately, like, it's part of the reason you do wonder if it just, and I've propagated this, if it just needs a complete reset. Like, I've said for years now, I feel like Stafford needs a change of scenery. That for his own well-being, he just needs to go. Spread his wings a little bit. See what it's like out there in the real world. Because this ain't real what he's been dealing with for a decade. It's not. And he's had his own foibles, and those have been well chronicled. But right here, right now, he's playing pretty good football. I could take issue with a couple quarters he's played. But overall, he's the best thing you got. And it sure looks like this team is going to fall woefully short of being a contender for anything relevant in the NFC. Like, if you're good, you don't talk about going to Oakland as an underdog and losing. You just don't. That's what worries me.
Well, his whole career.
This is the other thing, Mike, right here. This. With this football team. This.
Well, it's an easy question for people to answer. But fork in the road, one way or the other. Simple.
I think the issue with Lions talk, as you and I have had this conversation, David and I, we have talked about this as a show, that this team might be so painfully mediocre, not bad, not good, that people just don't have anything to say. They just don't. Because the one place you never want to be in sports is the middle. That's like the Pistons. There's no passion there. They're in the middle. They're not bad. They're not good. They're just wallpaper. They're the guy or girl you invite to the party, and you're not sure they're there. Someone tells you, oh, Bobby's been here for 45 minutes because Bobby is wallpaper. That's the issue. See, I'd love to talk about it. I'm all in for this weekend. I'm actually, believe it or not, the Lions are the best game in the 4 o'clock window.
Well, but the thing is, creating a bigger storyline out of this is because I really do think that that's what this is. You have to say, can you as a fan more likely see the Lions right now starting this weekend? Do you more likely see them going on a run and making the playoffs? Or is it more likely that they just this season gets out of hand and they end up with a top five, top 10 draft pick? I think it's totally one way or the other. I get the point about them being mediocre, but it's with Stafford, his whole career, that's been the debate. Oh, Matthew Stafford, is it him or is it the Lions?
Yeah.
Is it him or people around him? I think that even right now, even the Stafford haters right now have to, it's impossible to not say the other thing. You look at this season, yeah, and you cannot say that this has been on Matthew Stafford. It's so clear that if you had to pick, it's obvious it's been the guys around Matthew Stafford.
Now,
this
to
season.
Be clear, I can pick a game that I think was his fault.
Arizona,
is that fair?
Arizona?
Yeah, and
late,
I'll be honest, I think the second half against Green Bay needs to be called into question. But overall, in
as
half a season of play, if I'm parsing a few drives in a certain game, you've kind of gotten to your conclusion already. He's not the problem. That's where, look, a couple of years back we talked about, well, Ron Prince is the problem. The running game can't get going. Or, you know, now we got a new OC and Jim Bob Cooter's the problem. So now we're going to get Daryl Bevel in the mix. And Daryl Bevel knows how to generate a running game. And now the running game still stinks. Is it the X's and the O's or the Jimmy's and the Joe's? I don't know. I don't. But I'm telling you, when you watch them, there are certain things schematically that in your head and you go, wait a second now. Wait. Why did you just do that? 248-539-9797. Did I say something to upset David there?
No, we were just talking.
David was like, had a very stern look on his face.
No, I think he'd agree with you. But think about this, too. It's week nine. This is week nine in the NFL. How many topics have we done so far this season, especially compared to seasons past? There hasn't been a ton of topics on, oh, is this Matthew Stafford? Look, this is Stafford's fault for this game or for this decision or for that thing. Sure, there's been some, but overall, what's dominated conversation about the Lions has been Patricia, or it's been the bad defense, or it's been the bad running game, or it's certainly been the refs,
yeah.
Right? My point is, it's been things besides Matthew Stafford this season. He hasn't been the story as to why they've lost games.
Why can't they get a running game, no matter how many coordinators, no matter how many linemen, no matter how many running backs? Why can they not generate a running game? Tell me. I'm openly telling you. I'm paid to give you my opinion. My opinion is, the only thing I see year in, year out, is they are willing to run into a brick wall like no other team I watch in football. Mm-hmm. And whether that's on Stafford or not, or on the autonomy that exists or not, that's real, guys. You can go look at the film. Go ahead, David.
See, the problem that I have, and I try not to do this, but I have to blame Matthew Stafford for the no running game, because there was a play, not a run play, but there was a play in the Green Bay game, mm-hmm. where there was a blitz, and all he had to do was audible to an inside slant, quick slant, and boom, he would have had a first down pass to the receiver. He didn't do it. Later in the game it happened, but that only happens because you look at film, you look at things on the sideline, and you say, if you see this again, do this. Is he really making the right calls at the line? I question that because of that play alone. And the running game, you're right. It's really simple to see what they're doing and adjust. I don't see too many adjustments when it comes to him to the run game. I just don't. Oh, other quarterbacks switched it to the other side, or, you know, change this. I don't really see him doing that at the line of scrimmage with the run
bottom line
game.
Is this, whether we see it or not, David,
it's
the productivity is not there.
It's not. And that's a problem, because 11 years in, I mean, people keep saying, oh, he's never had a run game. Is that partly on him, though?
Yeah, he's been the only constant.
Yeah, got to be on him.
Like,
a
after
bit.
A while, you know what happened in Miami? People started blaming Dan Marino,
yes.
because the dirty secret was Dan Marino would never check to a run.
Yes.
Dan Marino didn't value the running game, didn't want the running game.
Yes.
He was seduced by statistics and wanted to throw the ball.
Yes.
That became a narrative. You can go back and look. I'm not making that up.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Marino was an offense, didn't have a running game. Not saying on here necessarily. I'm making a point that the quarterback does play a bigger role,
yes, big time.
Than any other player. And there are downs and distances where this team, and you can go back and look at it, and you go, wait a minute. Why are they doing this? Check out of that. Get out of this. Makes you wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.